happy birthday to Gary Brooker from Procol Harum. The song you know them for is A Whiter Shade of Pale, which might actually be a grammatical error. When he first got the lyrics from lyricist Keith Reed, Gary Brooker was not impressed.
I can't see that A White Shade of Pale stood out any more than, say, one called Salad Days or Conquistador. All of these were different in their own way. I mean, White Shade of Pale was a very good title and it was a good lead line. Conquistador is not particularly good. It's an interesting word. I suppose that survives. But A White Shade of Pale is a very good phrase. Of course, it's a mistake anyway, isn't it? It should be A Paler Shade of White.
A Paler Shade of White. Does not ring. Paul McCartney was asked if he had a favorite studio to work in. He says his studio, The Mill in Sussex, England, is a great favorite. Going back to Abbey Road in London, it was also cool because of the memories of the exciting times he had there. One of the things that he really likes is Beatles Free as a Bird for Anthology 1 at his studio, because nobody knew that George, Ringo, and Paul got together. So it was, quote, very cool and very private. Those were fabulous sessions. And they were made with John's vocal taken from his old cassette demo. The three of us played live along with it. What can you see in Paul McCartney's studio? Here's Paul.
The stuff I keep out tends to be old stuff because it's got a very warm sound. You know, they talk about real ale and lager and all that. Some people call these keg instruments. You know, it's kind of, it's the real thing instead of a sample of it or a synthesizer of it.
A keg instrument. Today, Rush celebrates the 40th anniversary of their seventh studio album, Permanent Waves. There's only six songs on that album, but they're going to have a very, very special release and expanded edition today. First of all, here's Alex Lifeson.
With Permanent Waves, we really wanted to be a little more economical with our songwriting. We wanted to pack in the same sort of dynamic that we would have in a song that was 8 or 9 minutes long, but in more of a 4 or 5 minute format. So it really got us thinking in a different direction and how we were writing, and really that album was that first step in that direction.
If you're a fan, it's out today. There's a 4 configurations: Super Deluxe Edition, 2 CD Deluxe Edition, 3 LP Deluxe Edition, and Deluxe Digital Edition. So, it's all deluxe.